I am. Good morning.
So get us up to date. What's going on the West Coast, huh?
A lot to talk about. I want to start with Comic-Con. You mentioned the West Coast.
There you go.
San Diego. As always, filled with just tons of celebrities. Had a lot of friends there to give me the scoop. And one was at the Avengers and Ant-Man panel. You know, they have these panels.
Well, sure.
Which, of course, included Robert Downey Jr., Samuel L. Jackson, Paul Rudd. He's going to be the new Ant-Man.
All right.
Yes. I said that, like, so I really am excited.
It's like, did you hear he's going to be Ant-Man? Yeah.
I love that he's going to be Ant-Man. So many other A-listers spotted, including Kate Blanchett.
Right.
Can you imagine if back in the day, like, Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn had to be required to go to nerd conventions?
Yeah, that would be...
What a time that we live in. Apparently, there was a big brawl involving people dressed as zombies attacking cars, but my favorite quote was from my friend Matt, who tweeted, quote, dude in full Boba Fett outfit trying to calm down temper tantrum throwing son who's in a stormtrooper costume. that's Comic-Con. That's it
in a nutshell.
And then the pictures of Ben Affleck. I mean, people went crazy because, you know, Ben Affleck's going to be the new Batman and the Superman versus Batman thing. First of all, they're calling him Batfleck, which I think is great.
Oh, funny, yeah. Oh.
And I'm concerned. I forgot about his cleft chin, and it just looks weird sticking out of that bat thing, but I'm hoping for the best.
Well, but George Clooney kind of had an interesting chin.
Yeah, George Clooney had it, but it's like, I don't know, there's something more Travolta-esque about it with Ben Affleck. And
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, and then now, Ben has to go to Comic-Con forever.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's already done. You know, he was Daredevil.
Sure.
It's kind of weird when we start doing these crossover. Chris Evans did the same thing. He was in, I think, Fantastic Four. And then all of a sudden he's, you know, it's weird. Sometimes it's a good place to be for these actors because they make a lot of money.
Heck yeah.
And they get known. So then when they want to go back and do their Oscar award-winning thing, people know them.
Yeah, there you go. Sure.
It helps them. So. Yeah. Lastly, I'll leave you with this quote. Tara Reid, who's been a little imbalanced for the last decade, you know, reignited her career in Sharknado.
Yes.
She's going to do the sequel. Did you hear the quote? She said she was asked if Sharknado could happen in real life.
Yeah.
She said, quote, you know, it actually can happen. the chances, she says, like, I don't know. I don't know if pigs could fly, but actually sharks could be stuck in tornadoes. There could be a Sharknado.
Oh, boy. Okay, there you go. All right.
You know what, though? Let's step back for a second.
Sure.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
I'm waiting for someone hand her a microphone. Get her on the Weather Channel. When there's a really bad storm, you know, that's the way to kill a little time.
Yeah, let's worry about, you know, there's this, the heat, the pressure is moving in from the north and then the thing from the south, and Sharknado.
Right, exactly.
Which, by the way, no joke, is a fantastic movie. If you didn't see the first one, I wouldn't steer you wrong.
Come on, go have a good time, Sharknado. Yeah.
Oh, great, I'm serious. I am live from Hollywood. Oh. I'm Cecily Knobler.